Yep, it's been a while since I did season one of The Creative Rant. The reason is because I decided to start doing an MBA. It's a bit random for a creative to start doing an MBA, but in this podcast, I'm going to share why. But for now, welcome to season two, and let's do this.
It's time for the main event of the evening.
This is Artwell, and you are listening to The Creative Rant. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to season two of The Creative Rant. I know you've been waiting for this with bated breath, or not. But thank you so much for listening either way. Welcome to The Creative Rant. And as you may have heard earlier on, yep, I just started studying an MBA and oh my gosh. Believe the hype, it's all true. It is super time consuming and it takes up a lot of energy. So, if you just got married, don't do an MBA. If you're about to get married, don't do an MBA. If you're about to have a kid, don't do an MBA. It really requires a lot of time and effort. But is it worth it from what I'm learning point of view? The answer is an astounding hell yeah. I mean, the kind of stuff that I'm learning is so outside of my scope, but it's fascinating to see how the broader spectrum of a business works. But now, let's get to the meat of this whole conversation and why I'm making this podcast. A lot of people are asking me, why as a creative would you need an MBA? Before I answer that, I'm going to backtrack and rewind a bit, give you just some context as to how I got to this space. So sometime back, I came across an MBA for creatives. It's based in Germany, and I was fascinated by the idea of being able to take my creative knowledge to another level, to a level where it was not just about creative, but about the business of creative. So I investigated this course and I was intrigued by what they had to offer. The only thing that stopped me from pulling the trigger, well, not the only thing, like the biggest thing, was the fact that it costed R1 million, which is not something that I have in my current pocket right now, and I am not sponsored by the lottery. Either way, the fire had been ignited. I now had this super keen interest on the business of creative. So this led me down a really deep wormhole where I was trying to figure out what is the relationship between creative and leadership. And the one thing that stood out for me was the fact that there aren't that many creatives who are in leadership. And when I'm referring about creatives, I'm talking about creatives in the true sense. I get it that the likes of Steve Jobs and Elon Musk might be seen as creatives. Elon Musk may be something else. But I'm talking about, like, you know, creatives, designers, copywriters, you know, those kinds of creatives. We don't see a lot of them in leadership roles, even within creative businesses. If you look at advertising agencies or advertising groups, the leaders in those companies are not actual creatives, right? And this is not bad. These businesses succeed because they have, like, really business-centric people. But I do believe that there is something very powerful about the idea of a leader who is a creative and understands creative, but also truly understands business. That's powerful.
And now, the random fact of the day.
Did you know that creative people are more likely to be situationists? I have no idea what that is.
And so concludes our random fact for the day.
A study that stood out for me was a study that was done by the University of Pennsylvania. It suggests that people who show true creativity, and it's the ones I just defined just now, are rarely seen as leaders, right? The perception of them is that they are not strong enough to make logical decisions, but they're much more powerful in the space of creation and ideation. So the survey-based study was really a perception study, right? What they did is they asked normal people, they asked business leaders, they asked creatives themselves, they asked a wide ranging of people, do they see creatives as leaders? And in this case, the definition of leaders is CEOs, upper management, executive levels. The majority of the answers were no, right? And it's got to do with you know, the old age, thinking that creatives are very, you know, free-thinking and somewhat irresponsible minds. And so it would be seen as too risky to have a creative sitting in the C-suite, and the way that they work would be too unpredictable. To me, that sounds like the perfect reason to have a creative sitting in the C-suite. You always need somebody to shake up stuff. You need people who think out of the box. But either way, that's not the point of this podcast. What the point is that I had this internal debate, which then got me thinking. Why look for a creative MBA? Of which I did. I extensively looked outside of Germany. And I was like, why not do just a normal MBA? Just jump into it, do a normal MBA, and see where that takes me. And hopefully I'll be able to take some gems from there, incorporate it with all my experience, and potentially become my ideal creative leader.
Quick side note, don't forget to follow us on social media platforms. Simply search The Creative Rant.
So, how has it gone so far? Well, it's going pretty good. It takes a lot of time, and you really need to be good with your time management. Now, because I've got a young family, it's super important that I don't take away from the time from my family. So what I do is I do majority of my studying very, very early before work. So I head to the office super early, book out a boardroom, and then I just bash through assignments and studying there, and then go through the rest of my day. And when I come home, they don't feel the impact of me studying so much. And then I dedicate at least half of a Saturday to then doing like the surplus work. And if you're willing to sacrifice your time like that, you know, you should be able to do it. And from a content point of view, I'll be honest with you, I am super fascinated by the content. It's interesting to learn about the outskirts of this environment that I've been working in. It just really gives me a deeper understanding of why we are doing these amazing creative ideas and what the return on investment is on all that work. So for me, that's been fascinating. I won't lie to you. I hate finance and accounting, and I don't think I ever will like finance and accounting, but it's just one of those subjects that you have to do so you can pass the whole process. Do I believe that all creatives need to seek out an MBA? The answer is an astounding no. Just like any other scenario, you need to find the perfect fit for you. And if it's an MBA, then so be it. And if it isn't, then find another route. For me, I'm on a journey of trying to create the perfect leader for the creative industry and creative companies. And for me, I believe it's a leader who has creative capability but understands business. But for other people, it's just a matter of actually gaining that experience. And I think gaining experience can be a bit more powerful than just studying an MBA. In fact, it is. But yeah, this is the journey I've chosen. So if you're keen to do an MBA and you just don't know where to start, or you're just concerned about time and all those kinds of things, please feel free to reach out to me. Send me an email, send me a DM, and I'm happy to answer those questions. It's a journey that I would love to walk with everybody else. So reach out, let's chat. But that's me signing out. And like I always say, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Artwell, and you've been listening to The Creative Rant. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform, and make sure that you follow us on social media.